Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of what it means to have eternal life. Eternal life is the uncreated life in God Himself. Christianity is more than forgiveness of sins. It's more than just being good and trying hard. Christianity is a living, organic, vital union with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. When you believe on Jesus, something comes into you, into your spirit that was not in you before. It's called eternal life or everlasting life. It's the life in God Himself. You are literally born of God and become His literal, actual son or daughter of God by birth. That life enters your spirit and produces a tremendous transformation, turning you from an unholy, unrighteous child of the devil, a sinner by nature, into a holy, righteous son or daughter of God who actually partakes of, is a possessor of, the very life, being, substance, and nature in God. And that life in you is the beginning of a process of transformation that will ultimately make you like Jesus in every part of your being. It doesn't directly affect your mind or your emotions, that's your soul, or your body. The new birth is totally in your spirit, of the spirit, by the spirit. But that life in your spirit will eventually glorify your body or raise it from the dead and make it like Jesus's resurrection body. And now in this life, it's God's intention that His life in us be our source of strength and power, enabling us to walk as Jesus walked. Now, we've covered a whole lot of ground. It's already Wednesday. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's just jump right into it. I said earlier in the week that I know I'm repeating a lot of statements and a lot of points in this series, but that's because this is a new topic to a lot of people. A lot of people are not aware of what's in them. And in order to have God's life in you, well, no, let me back it up and say it differently. That could be misunderstood. Every Christian has eternal life in them, has in them the same power by which Jesus walked in total victory when He was on this earth. But not everybody walks in victory. Not everybody walks in the power of the life of God in them. You have to know what you have, first off, and then you have to believe it. And you have to put what God says above what you see and feel. You have to walk by faith. We've discussed all that in earlier lessons. We've also talked much about Paul, because he was a man who had outward demonstration of the life of God within him. Paul knew he was in union with, a partaker of, the life of God. And in Galatians 2:20, he said he lived by the faith of the Son of God. That means a lot of things, but in the context in which he made the statement, it tells us he lived with the expectation that Jesus in him, by his life, would be and do all that he provided and all that he promised. He lived with an expectation that the life that was in him would show up on the outside. Consider some statements he made about his picture of reality, because that's one of our main points in this series. I'm not trying to give you a little gimmick or technique that'll get you out of your immediate jam. I'm trying to change your view of reality, the way you see God and the way you see yourself, so that you see Him and you see yourself in as you truly are in relation to Him. You see Him the way He truly is and yourself as you truly are in relation to Him according to the Word of God. You're born of Him. You're partaking of His life and nature. You're in union with Him. Excuse me. Now, Paul expected Jesus to be in and through him all that he needed in every situation And he experienced that. That was his experience. Jesus was in and through him all that he needed him to be. Let me read Romans chapter 8. I'm going to start in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, Paul here lists suffering, tribulation, calamity, distress, persecution, hunger, destitution, peril, sword, all things he actually had to deal with in his life as he preached the gospel. But in that context, he makes the statement that I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus, through him that loved me. Now, that's not a wall plaque verse. That's a statement by a real guy who really saw Jesus, who was really taught the gospel that he preached in person by Jesus Christ, who was given the revelation of union with Christ, this organic, living, vital union of the believer with Christ. He didn't say anything just to fill up space on the paper. He said, I am a conqueror through union with Christ. Through union. In the epistles, especially in Paul's epistles, you see there's about 120 statements of in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. You see that, those phrases over and over about 120 times. I think it's actually closer to 130 times. And all of them tell something that's true about believers through union with Christ. I am more than a conqueror in all these things through union with Christ. In the context of being imprisoned, Paul was able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We all know that verse, but that's become just a wall plaque verse. We all cheer about it in church, but it has very little to do with everyday life for us. But if you read the context, Paul wrote those words when he was in jail, facing execution for preaching the gospel. Now, he was not executed at that time. He did get released. He later was executed. But when he wrote these words, he didn't know if he was going to get out or not. But he said, I can do this through my union with Christ. Let me read. This is how the Amplified says it. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to everything through him who infuses me with inner strength. He knew he had inward ability because God by his life was in him. Phillips' translation says, I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. See, his strength in me is my strength now. In the context of laboring, or in the context of the great labor involved in preaching the gospel, he said, this is Colossians 1:29, for I am toiling and struggling by his active energy, which is mightily working in me. See, Paul understood that he had resurrection life in him. We have it too. The same life that raised Jesus from the dead is in you and it's in me because we're in union with Christ as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. Our part in experiencing it is to know it and believe it. We're taking time to talk about it so you know it, and we have to choose to believe it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have to choose to put what God says about who you really are above what you see and what you feel. I know you feel weak and defeated and overwhelmed. I do too. That's life in a sin-cursed earth. But feelings don't have all the facts. Only God's word has all the facts. My feelings don't tell me what's going on in my spirit. God's word does. God's word tells me that I have strength for everything through the union I have with Jesus, because he is my strength. God's word tells me the greater one is in me. I have to believe it despite what I feel. Having the experience of it is God's responsibility. See, we try to make it happen, get frustrated when it doesn't. Your part is to know it and believe it. Let me just read you. Paul wrote these words. This is Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. I'm going to read from the Amplified. It says, work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe. Let me stop for a minute. The King James there says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out in the Greek means to fully accomplish. The goal of salvation is transformation. The goal of salvation is transformation. It's not just to keep us out of hell. It's not just to get us into heaven, although it does keep us out of hell and get us into heaven. It's to transform us, to turn unrighteous, unholy sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. That's the goal of salvation. Work out your own salvation in fear and with fear and trembling. Work out in the Greek means fully accomplish. If the goal of salvation is transformation, meaning the inward change is showing up on the outside, and it is. Your spirit is transformed at the new birth. Now that inward change needs to show up on the outside. Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, or bring to outward expression the changes that are inside of you. Now, I stopped reading. Let me go back and read, because he tells us our part. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. Paul here is telling us that we are to work out our work toward the completion of our salvation, or the outward demonstration of what's in us, with the knowledge that it's God who's working in us. In other words, you know that God is in you, you believe that he's in you, and you believe that he's working in you to give you the desire that you need to do what you need to do, and the ability to do what you need to do. See, that's the idea there. Live with the awareness that God is in you. Know it and believe it. And he will provide the experience. We see that same theme over and over in Paul's writings. I don't have time to read any more verses, but I'll read more tomorrow. But you read the epistles of Paul, who was given the revelation of union with Christ and who had outward demonstration of the life of God in him. He lived with the awareness that God was working in him. And he tells his readers, live with the idea, the awareness that God's working in us to enable us, empower us, and transform us outwardly by his power in us. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.